Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world. Today is the 12th of August, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I'm here with Linda. Good morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's going to be sunny and hot today with a high near 96. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear 96, I'm kind of refreshed. After we went through this, like, 1010 days or whatever they were, it was, like, unbearingly hot. But, hey, today, 96, overnight lows 64. Tomorrow calls for 100, and overnight lows Thursday night. Clear skies once again with 66 overnight lows. Friday, 105. Here we go back with these temperatures again. 105 on Friday, and mostly clear Friday night with a low of 71. Sunday calls for 108. Take a breath. And Sunday, 104. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, Sue. Sue's back.
Good morning,
guys.
Yay.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, well, good. Were you off during those hot days?
Yes, oh. And I was relaxing.
Oh, good okay. For you. We all need some of that. So.
Hey, look, we're here with Robert Burke, who's on a timeline.
Good morning.
He's got to get out of here.
Are you back to school?
Today. Okay. The first day of school.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Masking up.
Yep.
All right.
And the whole thing.
So is everybody pretty excited about it? All your friends?
There's a lot of mixed feelings. There's a lot of people who are excited and a lot of people who aren't.
And with you today is?
My friend who lives with us. So basically my brother, Ian Blank.
Hello.
Good morning, Ian.
Ian's got a job, and Robert's got a brand new job, too. He's going to be working at the Panda Express.
Okay.
On Churn Creek.
And both of you?
Yeah.
No, Ian.
Well, he works at Java Detour.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give us the quickie, because you're out of here in 8 minutes.
So we actually did have two really big pieces of movie news drop since I last came on. The biggest one, which is kind of more like it's more of a specific thing that you probably didn't see any articles on, but what happened was, through the courts, the Paramount decrees were repealed. Now, the Paramount decrees were put in place in the 1940s, because what was happening was that Paramount and other movie studios were owning the movie theaters. And what was decided was that that was an unfair monopoly to own every single area of distribution of a film, including pre-production, production, distribution, and all that. So they decided in 1940 to make it illegal for any movie studio to own movie theaters. Now, recently, just last week, they were repealed. Now, the reason that for them being repealed was that the people who repealed them believed it was no longer something to be worried about, because the movie theater industry is very low profit margin in the first place, and there's already these pre-established places like AMC and Cinemark and Regal, so it's not too much of something to worry about because the studios can't make a whole lot of money off of owning movie theaters. However, it did repeal two other rules in Hollywood that are pretty significant. The first of which, I forget what it's called, but essentially, before the Paramount decrees were repealed, there was a rule that if Disney was to take Avengers and they wanted to show Avengers in Cinemark theaters, in doing so, they can only sign a contract for Avengers. With these decrees repealed, what they can do is go to Cinemark and say, you can show Avengers, however, you also need to show all of these other movies. You need to show these other lower-tier Marvel movies, and you need to show them for an extended period of time if you want Avengers. So what happens with that is that smaller movie studios like A24 or Annapurna that don't have big influence like that, we might be seeing less of those movies in theaters as a result.
What you're talking about is monopoly. They had a monopoly on the film production, the movies, and showing it. So right now they're starting to move back into that because they wouldn't do it. Now, who's the one that repealed this? Congress?
I believe it was the Trump administration.
Okay. So, well, and it seems to me then is the big movie studios say, you will play our films, but you've got to play all of our films. And if you're a multi-screened facility, then you could probably bring in the smaller studios. But what happens when you're into a lot of places that only have, two-screen movies?
Right. And the other problem is there's no limit to how many movies they could enforce. Disney could say you can show Avengers, but only if you show Artemis Fowl 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And, you know, suddenly their hands are tied with five other movies.
And they're not money makers.
Exactly.
Well,
that's the other
problem. You're saying like say, for instance, the Anderson Outlets film area, which at one time used to have at least one theater that showed indie films.
Mm-hmm.
Could there be a possible movie house that all they showed was indie films?
Right. You will definitely still see them, you know, thriving. I'm sure that the indie studios can't afford to say if you're going to show this A24 movie, you need to also show these ones because that's expensive to do. So you'll still see a lot of the indie theaters. It's just the hybrid theaters that show the big blockbusters and the smaller movies. You might see them being taken over by bigger blockbusters. Mm.
Well, but the other thing, too, is you forget, the elephant in the room is streaming.
Right.
It still gives. Last night we watched two movies that were just thoroughly enjoyable.
I think you recommended one of them, but anyway.
It was the,
let's get on to the third.
The Man Who Killed Hitler and the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Sam Elliott.
What a great movie, but that came from a smaller production studio.
Kieslowski or whatever his name is written and directed by.
And it went to film festivals, but now it's streaming.
Right. Streaming studios are actually the reason that the Paramount decrees were repealed.
Yeah.
Because they believed that a big place like Netflix that, you know, makes the movies and then distributes them on their streaming service is essentially a monopoly as well, and it's essentially the same thing. So as a result,
you're right.
That's why the decrees were repealed. The other thing with that is that movie companies are no longer required to screen their movies to theaters before they are shown there. So oftentimes, it's very rare, but you will have a movie be screened to a bunch of movie theaters, and then the movie theaters will point out, hey, this may come off as offensive to the audience, and then sometimes the movie goes back into the editing room and gets reworked for, you know, a multiple number of reasons. That no longer needs to happen. They can just put their movies in there without them being screened first.
World War Z, I think, with Brad Pitt, they redid the whole...
Yeah,
they redid the whole ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, and other things, because the audience hated the ending.
Right.
It was not a good ending.
Right.
That's what's called a test, right? When they go in and start testing
test
the audience.
Test screening, yeah.
Test screen, which is I've been a part of before with the Tom Hanks film Castaway.
Oh, nice.
And that was fantastic. The producers. Okay, so what's number three on that recent change of bills?
Well, so those were the two big things with the Paramount decrease. The other big piece of news recently was that Mulan, which had been on the back burner for a while and what kept on getting its release date pushback, they made a big announcement that on September 4th, you will be able to watch Mulan if you have a Disney Plus subscription for $30. So it seems like a lot of money. The reason that they're going for the $30 is that if you think about like the families in LA that would be going out and taking their six kids and it's $15 a ticket, that's $90 right there. Instead, they're making it $30. And of course, that means the one guy who would have seen it by himself in a smaller town, and it would have been $8 for him. It's $30 there. So it's kind of like a balancing act. They're trying to balance it out. The other thing with that is that you also have to have a Disney Plus subscription in order to even watch it for $30, meaning it's really $37.
So what you have then is, but then once you see it, you can see it as many times as you want, right?
You can.
Or is it a
I think it's only a rental for like 48 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now see that.
Well, if you want to see it, that's the deal.
Yeah.
I don't even know
what
Mulan
happens.
Is.
I guess we're establishing all kinds of firsties.
Yeah.
All right, this is a firstie.
Yeah, and the CEO of Disney came out and made a statement saying that this was not something that they plan on repeating. This is just the case for Mulan, which I don't believe in at all. I think that this is something that they're testing out to see if it might be viable for a movie like Black Widow or an MCU movie, a Marvel movie, because they need to start getting Marvel movies out because of how the, you know, universe works. They need to have certain things here so that things here make sense later since it's all interconnected. So that is a problem. And
I bet you anything they did, they took it in the pants with merchandising.
Yeah.
Because you think of how much merchandising sells when a big new, like a Mulan comes out and you can buy, that kind of stuff, like whether it's the theme parks or whether it's in the theater itself.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to make a lot of money off of that as well. It's really interesting because we don't know how much money they can make off of this $30 model. So it'll be interesting to see.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that information.
Robert's been here and just been, you got out like four different things.
Yeah.
And now you've got to go to school.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to it?
It's school.
How about
right.
you, Ian?
Can't wait to
how
hear
about
that.
You, Ian? Are you looking forward to going back?
Yeah, same as him. It's like,
I mean, do you feel like you're getting the same level of education from from being at home?
Not at all.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
well, that's the point. Yeah. Right. Okay. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Ian's nice meeting you. And Robert, another great job. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's expanded her business. She has all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. All of her people are extremely well versed on whether they're doing the insurance or the financial branch. And Judy's been doing this since 1993. And she is the one that we go to for our insurance, that she has gotten many people insurance that were having problems after the fires. I mean, give her a call if you have any financial questions or insurance questions. 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue-horn moon, or asked the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Everybody, and welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Welcome back to the show, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, in times like this, especially, you know, when we're fixated on, we can be fixated on income and our elderly or people who've gone to the hospital that can't have somebody with them in the hospital. There's a feeling of a little bit of helplessness. So if you are concerned with somebody, and I just want you to keep in your mind Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, this is a company that will come into your home. They're licensed, they're bonded, they'll assess the situation, they'll get in there, and I like the term licensed and bonded. That's a big deal for me. Background checks, somebody getting get in there for just a day or a month or the rest of someone's life to help out with any kind of situation that you could possibly need helping hands for. So the Home Helpers. All right, so we just have heard about who the vice president nomination is for Biden.
Right, but before I get into that, on a chat room, are you onto the chat room there, Sue? Okay, the people are saying, hey, you got to play Beautiful Day by U2.
Yeah.
But my favorite one is sung by Lou Dweez as bumper music. You know what? Oh. If you want to hear, seriously, get in the chat room. And if you want to hear specific bumper music, just put it down there. We've got, I tell you what, we got a library, and we pay a hell of a lot of money
we
to
do.
Like four different organizations. So we can play everything. We can play everything.
Right.
I mean,
and that keeps going
as long
up.
As it doesn't have hyphenated words or it, yeah. You know, the main theme is thumping somebody. Yeah, we can play those. Okay. Hey, Kamala Harris, California. Ran for president, got hammered, or she ran in the primaries, just got hammered, couldn't get the, she got a very low percentage of the black vote. And Kamala Harris. This is the way that, and I'm not sure if it was the Washington Post or the New York Times described her as a pragmatic middle of the road candidate. Kamala Harris, middle of the road. Kamala Harris on, I can't imagine her being considered middle of the road. Here she is. You know, she was one of the ones leading an attack on the Supreme Court nominee. And yet when the same things are brought up against, when the same things are brought up about Biden, about Biden, I mean, there's just silence there. And are being brought up by Democrats, just silenced there.
With who?
But she went after Kavanaugh, really. I mean, she went after Kavanaugh. Well, there's been there's people accusing Biden of things, Tara Reid and all this, and everybody's ignored it. And yet, when Kavanaugh was, you know, was up there being nominated, she was leading the charge. Oh, you must believe the woman. You must believe the woman on something that happened 40 years ago. And she had no background. She had nobody else that agreed with it. She couldn't remember. She couldn't even remember what year it was. And yet this man was drugged through hell. And Kamala Harris is one of those people that did it. Now, do we want to go back into Kamala Harris's background and all the innuendos about her? And all the, you know, with Willie Brown. I mean, do you want to get into that kind of stuff?
Okay.
I mean, that frankly.
I understand.
Frankly is something that's, you know, she was a consenting adult and he was a consenting adult, but there was so much to be said about that. But is that going to come back out? I mean, it just did because I just said it. But I mean on the national level.
Okay, so
one last thought. Even that, you know, that's not a disqualifier. They were both consenting adults. You know, that's up to them. But to describe her as a middle of the road pragmatic is you know, that's a reach. I don't care if it's the New York Times or the Washington Post.
All right, so people have walked down paths in their past, and do you shame or slam a person for where they stand now for what they've done in the past? Okay, that's a question I have, because I think we as individuals and human beings should give people a pass. This is not specifically with Kamala Harris, but this is with people in general, because, you know, I'm no angel. I don't know. Can you look at yourself in the mirror and think that you've never done something that you wish that you could do over, et cetera? So now let's go into maybe looking at her record, looking at the things that she's, you know, really looking specifically at her record and her stance on things. Because good chances are that Biden, if he wins, that he's going to stay in good health. Because now you're looking at the VP that's going to step in if Biden goes down. So there's a lot of things at hand here. She's very popular in California, you know. She'll be very popular with the women voters just because she's a woman. And, you know, let's get real here, Carl.
Well, here's the thing.
Let's get real on emotions right now. Well, let's get real on how people are going to vote emotionally in this particular,
And they do it because of visceral hate for Trump. But here's the other thing, that Kamala Harris she will get more scrutiny than Joe Biden, because a large majority, 60-62% of Democrats don't believe Joe Biden's going to finish 4 years. I mean, a bigger majority, of course, in the Republicans and independents don't think Joe Biden's going to be able to do 4 years. So who's going to be president then? Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris could be president and yet not voted in as president. So now there's going to be there should be a hell of a vetting or a hell of a introspection on Kamala Harris. Is this who you want to be the next, to be the president of the United States in a year, 2 years, 3 years? I mean, then she steps up with her agenda. So what exactly is her agenda? And that's what people are going to be looking at here now really close. We do know is that she raised money to bail out rioters. She helped raise $35 million. The fact that it took so long to select her, is that going to work against her? The lack of enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago helped her. That didn't make sense. I took that one out of context. Yeah. I'll go back and look at that.
Thank you. Biden himself told an audience in Iowa in January that he would need to pick a younger running mate who would, quote, be able to take over immediately because he was, quote, an old guy who might die in office. So we got to be thinking about that.
Well, that's just what
I know
we were
some people.
About.
Some people feel, and I know we've got them around us, anything is better than Trump.
Well, you know, here's the thing is Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden as being so friendly with southern senators who were racist or promoted racial inharmony. And she went after that. So, I mean, if she believes that, I mean, is this something that did she just say, okay, forgive and forget? This is something you did. I mean, that was one of the things that Biden spent weeks afterwards trying to explain, which he hasn't finished explaining yet. But you've got to remember that she didn't do well in the primaries at all.
Well, she does want socialized medicine. So we know that that's a stance.
She wants Medicare for all, whether yes. you're illegal or legal here. She wants she wants medical care, free education. Free medical care for all. Now think about that. That's everybody in the United States. Think of the price tag on that. And, you know, that's just one of the things that the Democrats have moved far to the left on is in providing this and forgiving all college loans. Oh, and where's the fairness in that? So this is going to be she's going to be looked at closer than probably any other vice president.
Well, it should be very interesting to see if she is or she is not. You know, maybe people are burnt out over what happened with Kavanaugh. We'll see. Is it going to get nasty? And, you know, we do know that there is a lot of liberal media, and it'll be the is a Republican really the older white guy? I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, how that's going to look when you have when she's being questioned through her process of who's slamming the hard questions and slamming the easy questions towards her.
Okay.
It should be interesting to watch.
All right. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and great people in there, Rebecca and Henry. They've got it all, and they treat their customers so well, and they've got just super prices on just really, really good jewelry selections. Four Winds Jewelry.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground, but there's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. Take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, it feels like it's a beautiful day. Let it get away on the road.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
That's the U2.
There you go. Hey there, helpful newcomer. Hey, okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're looking for somebody to fix that little ding in your windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, go see Jeff Wurst. This is a veteran-owned business, a man of integrity, and a true professional when it comes to keeping your family safe and working on that windshield. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
One of our most beautiful landmarks that we have here in the North State, of course, is our wonderful Lassen Peak, Lassen Park. And with us this morning is Jennifer Finnegan from the Lassen Park Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Brought to you by Cornerstone Community.
That's
Bank.
Right. We love the symbiotic relationship with Cornerstone and bringing on people from the community and highlight. So, so we're going to talk here about, you're going to have a virtual auction. Every year you have this fabulous event. We love attending it. That's usually at the McConnell Foundation area. And it's outside and it's wonderful. And, you know, the setting is gorgeous. And it's all to support different events and to keep the park going and all the little fix-it things. And so talk and tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. So Lassen Park Foundation works with the park primarily to do capital projects. We also work with youth groups a lot. A lot of work that we do is we've built the Volcano Adventure Camp, and we give grants to send youth groups camping up at the park. And to do that is our annual event, the Peak Experience Auction, which is one of my favorite things to do with this job. I love going to the McConnell Foundation. It's a beautiful venue, and it's so much fun seeing all the smiling faces. And I wish we could do it again this year, but of course we can't. Like most nonprofits, we are going to a virtual event.
So what is that going to look like? Where are you holding it? How does it look? And I want to encourage our listeners to go to LassenParkFoundation.org. There you go. LassenParkFoundation.org. Okay. Yeah. I have it up right now. So.
Perfect. Thank you for that. So we normally do our bidding with mobile devices. If you go to our event, I've always bragged about this. We have that high-tech mobile bidding mm-hmm. on your cell phones while you're there at the event. So it's not a big stretch for folks that have been to the event before. You're going to be bidding on your mobile device. You can also bid on your laptop. So if you go to LassenParkFoundation.org, at the top of the screen is this great big banner that says Peak Experience Virtual Auction. That'll take you to the event site. You can register for free to bid on items. You can take a look at the items that are there, look at our sneak peek items for both silent and live auction items. And because we can't all sit down together and have dinner like we normally do at the McConnell Foundation, our catering partner, C.R. Gibbs, is going to be offering to-go meals. So you can pick up a four-course meal on the day of our live auction streaming event, September 19th, take it home with a bottle of wine and sit down and enjoy watching that live stream event, watch the live auction, hear from our chairman, hear from the park, hear about all the wonderful things we're doing. And in from the comfort of your home and your own living room couch, you can sit down and enjoy that event. So that's what we're doing.
So how does that work? Okay, again, I'm up on it now, so I want to tell our listeners. listeners is a box that said, click links to register, order to register here, to go menu download, order to go meals, view online bidding.
Absolutely.
So say we're with a group of six people. Or eight people, people that we usually have a table with.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to look like? Is there our camera? Who's the person that's saying, you know, the leaderboard or, you know, we got a bid at two, like almost like you're watching this on a, like, say, a KIXE.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
here's how it's going to work. When you register for the event, that bidding is going to start on Monday, the 14th of September, and it'll go all week long. Think of it like an eBay-type auction where you go online, you have the ending time for the item that you're bidding on, and you put whatever your highest bid is, and that computer's going to bid up for you until you get to that max amount. When you get there, it's going to send you a text and say, you've been outbid, hop back online. That'll keep going until September 19th, and on the 19th, that's when we're doing our live stream event. And think of it like a two-screen event. You're going to be watching on your either your smart TV or your computer. You'll watch that live stream event while you're bidding on your mobile device. So two different screens that you're looking at to do that at the same time. That live screen event is that Saturday evening at 6:30, September 19th. That's when the dinners will be served for a pickup from C.R. Gibson. That's when you'll sit down. So if you wanted to do that, go to our website and click on that to-go meals order. Order your to-go meals. You'll pick them up from C.R. Gibbs on the 19th, and you can watch that live stream with your six or eight guests from your living room couch or all together in a backyard with an outside projector and screen if you like. Keep that social distancing and enjoy watching the live auction as if you were there, as close as we can get to as if you were there, and bid on your mobile devices while you're watching that on the computer or TV.
And I'm going to be curious, and I'm sure many of us are as we're going through this experience, if you're going to raise the same amount of funds and minus the expenses, or it's going to be less or more. I'm just curious.
So you're asking an accountant about numbers,
yeah,
and
right.
I tend to get dry, so I'll keep this brief. But basically, when you're doing an online event, the expenses are less than normal.
Right.
I mean,
we're not
renting a venue. We're not getting equipment, et cetera. So it's not as expensive to put on this kind of event. And what has been found with the online auctions since March when all the nonprofits started doing this is we're actually getting more attendees because we're not stuck with just the people in the local area. We don't just have the 300 people sitting in the seats. We could have thousands across the country. People all over the nation know Lassen Volcanic National Park. So anyone interested in the park can now register from wherever they are and participate. So the income could be higher for nonprofits doing this.
What people, everybody's taking hits.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody's taking hits on the fundraising. But the idea of the virtual fundraisers does open it up to literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.
Absolutely.
Who, if you had some way of reaching all of them, like, people that are on the Lassen Park list, maybe from all over the country, and here's a chance to do something about it, you may find out this is the way to do it. So next year, you may have two.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head because that's the chatter in the nonprofit world right now is that this kind of event is not going away. If it's not fully virtual next year, if our situations do improve that we can do in person, we'll likely do what's called a micro event where you have a small group of people, maybe say the high sponsor table sitting together in a room and everyone else doing it virtually. And even if we do go back to a full in-person event, because our particular event has that online portion already built in, we can now keep inviting those folks back to still bid every single year. So you're right. This is something that's going to last.
Yeah, because it's a good event that you have, but it's not huge.
No, it's not. But huge. I like that it's not. I also park is quiet and happy,
too. I think it's great to have that. I think there's, 10 tables? 15 tables?
Oh, we have 25.
Oh, no,
okay,
there's a lot of tables. Fabulous.
I'm online right now. Booze flows there. I've always counted.
But we do that, yes.
And it's a lot of fun, not just for that, just because it has its own feeling of all the fundraisers that we've attended in Reading, and maybe it's because it's outside in a beautiful setting in McConnell's. But I'm online right now. You can also go online to Lassen Park Foundation com, and I've just gone on to the silent auction. I'm on the second page, and there's things like Indian Creek Lodge and guiding fishing tour. Of course, your different gift certificates for, you know, cakes and dining, but deluxe tent cabin, a big basin, glamping at Lewiston Lake. So, you know, what's also exciting about going online and seeing the silent auction items, because a lot of times you see when we've done so many events through the years and we've emceed, we'll get only the people within the the foundation or the people putting on the program know what's in the silent auctions, know what the live auction item. Maybe some people who are big bidders will get like a lead on maybe what some of the live auction items are. But here you're getting a real detail where you can look at it online with the picture, things that maybe you never knew existed that's a very cool new thing.
Absolutely. And it's great for our donors also, because now with this online portion, if I'm a business and I'm donating to a nonprofit, not only do I get to say I helped a nonprofit, but my logo is going to be on that website and my link to my URL is there also. So these donors are going to get more recognition than we were able to give them with that small in-person event.
Right. We just a one night when everybody's is loud and having a great time.
Absolutely.
But like, for instance, a day on Angel Island, they have a link to that as well. But that's a day for four on Angel Island in San Francisco, including tram tour of Angel Island, electric bike rentals, lunch at Cove's Cafe. I mean, if you're looking to do something special with your family or give it something as a gift, do something out of the ordinary. There's just wonderful things like that that you too can look at. And again, you start bidding on the 14th at 9 a.m.
Yep.
Of September, that's right, because August hasn't come yet, even though it feels like it's right around the corner, right? Okay, so we're going to have to take a break. Stay with us on the other side. We want to talk more about Lassen Park.
Happily.
And happily, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which is bringing us this segment here. Community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals, locally owned, locally operated. This is your neighborhood bank. This is a great bank to do business with. They have two locations here in town at 1845 California Street and at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com and experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. 7:46 in the morning here. It's going to be a cool day, only 98.
Well, I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution. My heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you my own mind. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35.
Well, guess what? It's all changed with the auction, the way that we're going to do the auction this year for Lassen Park Foundation. If you're just joining us, the last segment we did talk about that it's going to be virtual this year. And I'm online with us this morning is Jennifer Finnegan. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
And what's your title exactly?
Executive Director of Lassen Park Foundation.
Oh, that's well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So we were talking at the break, okay, the first segment we talked about how you can, it's September 14th, when you go online and log in, if you can get your food from Sierra Gibbs, go get it curbside, bring it in, watch the auction with your friends. But it's much more in-depth and detailed than we've seen in the past.
Absolutely.
If you're ever buying, and a lot of people have been doing a lot of things online, this is online now. Now let's talk about the park.
Ooh, that.
You're saying that the park is, the campgrounds have been absolutely booked.
They've been packed, yes. Since they reopened the campgrounds, they have pretty much been booked up. Normally, you can go into Manzanita Lake Campgrounds and do a walk-in and find a first-come, first-served site, and those are not available this year.
Well, you know what? But it's not just at Lassen Park. The Lassen Park is so beautiful up there. The fact is that talking to people that are going out camping, it's just hard to find spots anywhere.
It is, yeah.
But I would think that that you might have had a little room there after what happened out there at the lake with the man eating river, the river
the
otter,
otter.
the man eating river otter.
World headlines.
Your own business.
We're on their turf, okay?
All of a sudden, one is climbing up and eating your ear.
Well, you know what they say about mama bears.
Yeah, don't be swimming near my babies.
But, you know, my favorite part was...
I'd rip your ear off, too.
My favorite part was when they said, don't paddle out there with thin skin, you know, like rubber rafts or anything, because that will not stop
it.
Anyway, no, that was cute. I haven't heard anything since then. I assume Mom and the babies have left the area.
I believe they're still there. I heard they had blocked off that part of the trail, so you didn't chance running into Mama. Yeah,
you know what? We're in their location. So, in other words, you know, humans... this is about we're in their turf, so people need to have that kind of idea when they're coming to a park. It's very sacred.
That's why
first of all,
I put a bell around my neck.
It's very sacred. Let me finish my thought here. It's very sacred. You must think these. You must. I don't like when people say that, but if you can try to feel like it's, you know, you kind of walk into a chapel or to a church. You know how you lower your voice and you whisper because all of a sudden you're in this sacred environment. Well, that's nature.
Absolutely.
And Lassen Park is like that. It's almost like you don't, if you can quiet yourself in here, it's so majestic, it's so spiritual, it's so amazing. So we have to foster that feeling, foster the surroundings. And that's what Lassen Park Foundation does. So let's talk a little bit about the park in itself.
Yes.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
One of our chat room people said, ask her if there's been any talks about thermal energy production. And
that's a very good question.
It
Let
is
me
because
think about it for a while.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Okay. Because
outside my purview.
Well, you know, it's one of the active volcanoes, so it's been dormant for so long, of course, as we all know. But another way of cutting back on non-renewable resources may be ways of, you know, getting thermal energy that can turn, can make turbines turn and all that. So I've heard that, I've heard about that before, about possibly harnessing that.
Well, the nice thing about our relationship with the park at the foundation is that we do have access to a lot of rangers who that is what they do. So if you want to send me your questions at info@LassenParkFoundation.org, I can find the right ranger that would have that answer for you.
Okay.
How many rangers?
At info@LassenParkFoundation.org. There you go. And so Eager One, send an email to.
That's a great question. Yeah. How many rangers would you say are in the park on a daily basis?
Oh, on a daily basis? Oh my goodness, a couple hundred, I would think.
Okay.
The problem is the park is really, really large geographically,
right,
so they're spread out all over the place.
Why do you believe that? And I've read this. Tell me I'm wrong. That Lassen Park is one of the least visited parks in the United States.
We hear that a lot, although we did break 500,000 a few years ago, and that was a record at the time, so that was a big deal for us.
Yeah.
One of the differences that I find with the park is that we don't have a lot of accommodations for folks that aren't used to, say, roughing it. We don't have an Awani Hotel, for example. We're not Yosemite in that regard. We don't have as much parking available, so there's not as many. There's no cell service. You can't do that kind of mapping your hike if you don't have a GPS, preset on your phone
or a real map.
Exactly, a real paper map. Imagine that. Yes.
Oh yes. I
yes.
Love it.
So it's not as user-friendly for folks today with the technology and the ease and comfort that we're used to having.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's also harder to get to the park. There's not public transportation to the park. You do have to have your own vehicle to get out there. And it's from Reading, a 45-minute drive up to the north entrance of the park. So it's a bit of a trek to get up there for the day.
Why don't we build a geyser that does comes up every hour? And, we could call it natural.
We could.
The Lassen Park Foundation contributed $500,000 in funds towards construction of the
Kom Yamani Visitor Center.
No, we'd never say Kom Yamani. Yeah, Visitor Center.
Kom Yamani Visitor Center.
Which we've been to. Brother and sister-in-law came up, or sister and brother-in-law came up last year in October, and we took them up the Lassen. And we went into the Visitor Center, and we did the highlights, and it was the loop.
Yes.
And it was very nice.
It was very nice.
They're from Tennessee, and I think they were. We all had like a day of wonderment.
Well, the first time we went through Lassen Park, and this is bad on us, was just a few years ago.
Oh my God! At least you've gone. Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
But when we went, we had such a great time. We walked over there. You know the bubbling springs.
Oh, Sulphurworks! Yes,
the mud springs,
yes,
is fantastic. And then saw where you could just take a mile hike. Or even less than a mile, be out in such a beautiful area. And then you have Emerald Lake.
Beautiful steak.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
I mean, it is beautiful.
I said steaks. I meant lakes.
It just is, extremely beautiful. And when you hear this, is that I always wondered, but you explained it pretty well, is no cell service, which that right there makes people crazy.
It does.
Okay, we have just a few minutes left. Okay, Jennifer, for you, obviously you're very learned and schooled and all these things, but you now have this job as the lady in charge of Lassen Park. What does it mean for you?
My favorite part of our job is getting kids up into the park. That's a lot of what we do. We give grants for youth groups and get them up there. We see kids from all over the nation, not just California, and a lot of urban areas and underserved kids. And to see their faces go from, what do you mean I have no cell service, to this was the best experience I've ever had, is rewarded in itself. It's great.
I have no problem without the cell service. But here's a good question. Is there a reason we don't have things like that up there, like a small motel or something like where people can stay, or we've expanded out the
camping? Well, you only gave me a couple minutes, Carl, right?
Yeah, right.
Time.
I know, but
Chat Pack is coming in. These are questions from our listeners.
These are people that have been around here their whole lives. But are there reasons, or is just the fact that you've got to – is it kind of like the chicken and the egg where you've got to have more people coming before you can grow
There's actually some chatter in the park about doing some renovations to the Manzanita Lake area, and there was a lodge there a while ago that was taken down with a lot of things that were – to make a long story short, there was threats from Chaos Crags falling down onto Manzanita Lake area. So the National Park Service took out a lot of the buildings that were there, including the lodge that used to be there.
Okay.
So that's one
good,
reason.
Good
why,
explanation.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, because, you know, it's a great place for a lodge.
But on the other hand,
30 or 40 rooms in
on the other hand, it's really cool to have something that's untouched.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was, you have to kind of go with the times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, if you're going to come up to this park, you got to bring a paper map and you're going to be walking. It's a trail park. Bring your trailers, campground, camp and walk because there's no place to stay, and it makes it charming as well.
You can VRBO at houses nearby, or you can head over to Highlands Ranch Resort on the Highway 36. Those are the normal camp hotel spaces.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys.
And remember, September 14th, get online and start bidding for Lassen Park Foundation.
Got some great things in there.
Yeah, really wonderful items. You can look at them now.
Okay, when we come back, we have Jake Mangus of the Chamber of Commerce here in Redding to talk about what's happening in all of our business the world here in Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Senator Kamala Harris of California is presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's choice for a running mate. The process of selecting a running mate began months ago, starting with a list of about 20 contenders, whittled down to 11 before Biden chose Harris, the two scheduled to make their first appearance as running mates in a few hours in Delaware. President Trump, meanwhile, is calling out Harris on her record.
She's very big into raising taxes. She wants to slash funds for our military at a level that nobody can even believe. She is against fracking.
Mr. Trump adds the California senator was very nasty and disrespectful to Biden during the Democratic primary debates. He built a media empire from his family's drive-in movie chain. Sumner Redstone has died at 97.
ViacomCBS, which Redstone led for decades, remembered him for his unparalleled passion to win, his endless intellectual curiosity, and his complete dedication to the company. Redstone built the company through aggressive acquisitions. However, many headlines with his name focused on severed ties with wives, actors, and executives. His grip on the National Amusements Theater chain, which controlled CBS and Viacom through voting stock, was passed to his daughter, Sherry Redstone, who battled top executives to re-merge the two entities that split in 2006. Jeremy House reporting.
The Big Ten and the Pac-12 have called off their fall football seasons out of concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic, taking two of college football's five power conferences out of a crumbling season. Stocks rallying on Wall Street. The Dow's up about 257 points. NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 200. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled across the globe in search of patterns of evidence to support some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now, with the Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews some of the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. Is there evidence of how and where the host of Israelites could have traveled as recorded in the Bible? Is there evidence of the Egyptian army's demise in the Red Sea? If you've seen the first part of this investigation of the Red Sea Miracle, you won't want to miss the continuation. The results of his pursuits are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, the Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to SalemNow.com and use the promo code MOVIE for 20% off. That's SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE. MOVIE for 20% off.
A lawsuit is pending against one of the country's largest egg producers.
New York Attorney General Letitia James charges the egg producer illegally inflated prices when the pandemic hit New York, charging up to four times more per carton. James claims that in March and April, Hillendale Farms price gouged more than 4 million cartons of eggs sold to grocery store chains, U.S. military facilities, and wholesale food distributors. The lawsuit seeks restitution for consumers. The lawsuit alleges that prices did not reflect increased costs, but higher consumer demand during the pandemic. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Brussels introducing mandatory mask rules across the Belgian capital following a spike in COVID-19 cases. The wearing of face coverings now mandatory for those 12 years of age and over in all public places and in private places that are accessible to the public. News and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. is looking to make a temporary arms embargo on Iran permanent.
Seeking the support of veto powers Russia and China on the 15-member U.N. Security Council, the U.S. has circulated a revised resolution that would indefinitely extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran. U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft said the new draft, quote, takes council views into account and simply does what everyone knows should be done, extend the arms embargo to prevent Iran from freely buying and selling conventional weapons, unquote. Council diplomats say the revised draft could be put in a final form Thursday for a possible vote on Friday. George Bonzani reporting.
Mississippi will not be putting the image of a huge mosquito on its new state flag. The state says a design featuring the disease-carrying insect slipped through the screening process and should not have been among the finalists posted online earlier this week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 12th of August, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So you can't escape us anywhere in the world that you have cell coverage.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show once again. This is Linda Bott. Carl and Linda, Free Fire Radio on this Wednesday live for you on the 12th. Like Carl said, today's going to be hot with around 96 and our overnight lows at 64. Thursday calls for about 100 degrees with our overnight lows of 66 and clear skies on Friday with temperatures coming up to about 105 and overnight lows of 71. Now Saturday is rising to 108 and overnight lows 71 and Sunday will be 104. There's the forecast and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, veteran owned, 365-794 in Anderson, California. And let's go to the phones. Nick, thank you for hanging on, calling back in the second hour. You have something on your mind. What's on your mind?
Well, the first thing is, I think I wanted to say whoever wanted summer, I hope they're happy.
hey, wait a minute. This summer, this.
I told Mary Rickert yesterday uh-huh. that I would call. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, I called her while she was on the show a week and a half ago and complained about the lack of response to how I felt Donnell Ewert wasn't honest with the council. And she emailed me, and I emailed her back and asked her if she would call me. And by goodness, she called me yesterday, and we had quite a conversation about it. And although she and I don't see eye to eye the way it played out and, in my opinion, the lack of accountability held, I did want to say that she took the time to call me and have a conversation, a very civil conversation about it, and just say I appreciate that.
Yeah, you have to admire that.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
And I wanted to say that, you know, nothing ever works out the way you have it planned. But right now I'm planning on starting a new show on Sunday mornings, Sundays from 8 till 9, the first week of September. And I'll be on one week, and Matt Nemo will be on the next week. And I will go into detail about our conversation and how I feel about it then. So, Barry, I called, and I hope Carl will let you know I called and said good things about
her. I'm sure she listens to the show, too.
I do have good things to say about her. I just don't agree with her on
well, that's, you know what? But that's isn't that what life is? We can disagree with people. We can have different political views, but there's no reason that we should be going after their throats.
That's right.
I mean, that would make things a lot better in this country right now.
And that's why we have elections, because if we get dissatisfied with one of our representatives, we can replace them.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Uh-huh, bye.
And I hate to interrupt, but we do have a fire burning.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, and okay, here it goes. Apparently, there was a fire near Gas Point Road this morning. And let's see, I-5 North at Bowman Road off-ramp. And at I-5 North, Gas Point Road, off-ramp and on-ramp.
Wow.
Also, just be careful if you're traveling towards Red Bluff. We did have an animal hazard reported, a buck in the road, I-5 North at Jelly's Ferry Road. So we had different people call in saying, yes, there's a fire at Cottonwood Creek in that area. But it appears that there were two car fires reported, one at Bowman Road and another at Gas Point. So I just want to let you know. Sorry, I didn't mean to break in,
no,
but I figured it's important.
You need to do that because, you know, we haven't been talking about fires a lot lately because we've pretty much gotten them under control, at least up here in Northern California.
Right, and they're not quite sure. There's no report as to what started those blazes.
Well,
car
fires. You know, there was an arson case right here in town that people watched the guy start the fire, and then they chased him and jumped on him and literally held him until the police were there.
Right.
And, yeah. Anyway, hey, but good news here. Jake Mangus.
Good morning, Jake.
With us right here, the chairman or the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, chief executive
officer. Got your finger.
I saw you emptying the trash the other day over there.
You did? I was doing that.
I know. That's what CEOs do.
It's whatever it takes.
They've just been in there cleaning the bathroom every so often. Yep. You know? I mean, so, yep. Hey, it's a business.
I credit it to the taking the restaurant pledge. As a result, I've been eating out nearly every lunch hour, so you get a lot of
good for you.
Waste that you've
Well, you know what? That
out,
that
so.
Is good, because that is one of the ways after Governor Newsom went against his own his own regulations and shut us down.
Yeah.
What impact is that having on our city?
It's having a big impact. Last night at the Board of Supervisors meeting, as far as stirring up emotion in us as people, there was a long line of public commenters, and it was great to see the democracy in action, that's for
well,
sure.
You said something like 3 hours of public comment.
It was at least three hours of public comment.
That is the way it's supposed to
and
be.
And thank you for that.
This is the first time that they held it at night to let people come here, that, you know, having it at, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning essentially kills off many of the businesses and all this. And then for 10 years, we've been, every candidate, everybody that's been on the Board of Supervisors, why don't you have a meeting at night occasionally? Oh, it's too hard. Oh, we have to, you know, gosh, we don't know how to do it. I mean, they literally said that. And I said, have you called maybe the city of Reading, who does it every week?
It's a public meeting, and you need to have access to give access to the public to participate. And they came out last night. The themes of the public comments were not unfamiliar to us at the chamber. I mean, when you're talking about being frustrated with the governor's moves, like you just mentioned, we lived within the means of everything that was laid out for us to have that local regional variance.
We went by the rules.
We did.
We were, our numbers were low. We did the things that were right, and he still hammered us.
Correct. And so that was a huge punch to the gut, and as a result, we've been fighting ever since, advocating for our businesses, particularly restaurants and mom-and-pop shops that have suffered a lot, bars. It's been really, really difficult on a number of local restaurateurs, those that aren't fortunate enough to have the ability to quickly mobilize an outdoor dining experience. So we quickly organized what we call the Reading Area Restaurant Coalition. We've had a couple of meetings now. As a result of that, we've come out with a couple of things. One, we had a meeting with the governor's office, a woman named Isabel Guzman. She represents small business, and we were able to take the concerns of the group to her, and she has told us that she will elevate the concerns to the governor. That's the best that we've been able to do so far. I did hear last night from Karen Ramstrom around 11:30 p.m. when she was reporting that a number of the rural county health officers, they get together consistently, and she said that the temperature right now, anyway, is that the governor's office is seriously looking at reinstating the regional variance local control for rural counties where the numbers are low, like ours. So I think it was that surge that happened a month ago or so in the summer. They made a knee-jerk reaction at the state, and we suffered as a result of that. So hopefully this is a step in the right direction, and we'll be able to open inside dining again at restaurants and give us back the control that we rightly deserve and should have.
There you go. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Beautiful day, huh?
Yes.
Oh, what you got, lovely Terry? Morning.
Well, I just had a quick thing to say about last night. First of all, that whole movement to have that meeting at 6 o'clock wasn't the Chamber of Commerce. That was Alyssa McEwen and Melody Fowler, her sister, Melissa.
He didn't say
I wasn't taking any credit for it. I just think it's a good thing, Terry.
I'm saying that those are the people that did that, and I just wanted to thank them for what they did, because they pushed the Board of Supervisors in doing something they've never done, and that's having the 6 o'clock meeting. So I'm just, there's no reason to get defensive. I'm certainly not attacking you. I'm just simply saying that they were the ones who got this going, and kudos to them, just folks in the county that want to see things reopen. And it is interesting that there is people that are meeting on Facebook that are talking about the restaurants that didn't follow the rules and the ones that did follow the rules. But I guess even if you follow the rules, you get punished. So I'm glad to see that the governor may be swaying our way.
Well, you know, the other thing on this, too, is the head of the California Restaurant Association went in to see Newsom after he did this. I mean, he represents how many, you know, the second largest industry in California.
Who is that now, Carl?
I'm not sure what his name is. I had Bruce Dean and Ed Roman in, and they're the ones that told me about this. But he went in and spoke to Newsom directly, and Newsom essentially just blew him off. So I hope that they are letting it come back to local control, because it just makes sense. Thanks.
Well,
hey, Terry,
I want to
thank you, too, because you were also one of the ones that helped push, you know, getting people out there. So last night was so important for all the reasons they gave was, oh, we tried this 8 years ago. Nobody showed up. Well, they can't say that anymore. So thanks for helping to get people out there.
I had a conversation with Bruce Dean, and he called, in fact, the other day, last week. And we caught up a bit, and we talked quite a bit about things. And the governor's office isn't really moving that way. And I know that Bruce is one of the folks that was adamant about people following the rules. But then when I reminded him that the restaurant he started, the High Low Cafe, was following the rules, and they still got shut down, maybe folks that are in that industry that maybe were thinking, gee, if we just follow the rules, the governor will do what we want, are starting to see the light. But again, I want to thank those people for getting that meeting moved to 6 o'clock. It's the citizens that did it, not any one organization. It was the citizens that did it, and they're the ones that need to be thanked. But anyway, I just want to say that, and thanks for your program. And
thanks, Terry.
Keep it up.
You bet.
Well, we definitely thank the active citizen that steps forward. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. And, you know, Estate Granite, you know, when you're spending money, everybody's spending a little more time at home. So instead of selling homes or moving, they're starting to redo their homes. So when they redo their homes, one of the things they want to do, Linda, is the kitchen.
Absolutely. And we've had Estate Granite do our marble. Or, I mean, our, what do you want to do? Granite. Thank you. Estate Granite and tile. And so Mike Huber is somebody that we really trust and totally recommend. And on that note, we're taking a break here. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. See you on the other side.
Your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with.
Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here. Thank you, Sue McClain, who does the most fabulous morning news show, who's at the helm this morning as producing and staying over. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
And being here.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue is playing by the rules there. 10 minutes in between customers. They sanitize everything, disposable drapes, that they put around you and aprons and all this. Plus, they give the best haircuts in the world, and they are man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's still man's last stronghold. Still has the jackalope in there. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. We talked about the big meeting last night. Had about 300 people there.
That's right.
And you were there till like 11:30 before you got your comments.
Yep. We were on the agenda last night. The Chamber is administering a business grant program currently throughout Reading. And Anderson and Shasta Lake City are on the cusp of also having resources to throw into the pot so that we can grant $5,000 grants to micro-enterprise businesses with 5 or fewer employees. It was on my heart the whole time to expand this to be a countywide effort because, the Intermountain area, those that are in unincorporated parts of the county are oftentimes the last in line in these situations. And so last night there was an item where the county was to allocate $300,000 of CARES funds that they received from the federal government to this program. And it was worth my while to stay up late and present because Supervisor Comente brought up, you know, the idea that we could do a little better than that and we should do a little better than that. And so it sounds like if we blow through the $300,000, which I think we will, then we can come back and ask for an additional $200,000 allocation, so a total of $500,000. That would bring our program up to about $1.3 million overall. And
now, who is eligible for this?
So to be eligible for that, you have to be, again, a micro-enterprise business with five or fewer employees, including the owner. You could be a one-person operation. A brick-and-mortar business, which means you either have a commercial storefront or you're a home-based business that provides goods or services in our local community. So it could be a handyman where your work address is your home address. It could be a cosmetologist that has their certification and their business license.
Small radio station.
They operate out of their house. Could be a small radio station. We know there's at least one of those in town that operates out of a garage. And so
this is a pretty nice garage, buddy.
Oh, not this one. I'm not talking about this station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about another one that you and I both know. Anyway, so the other, let's see. So some other criteria would be it has to be a for-profit business. And if the business received a PPP loan, a Paycheck Protection Program loan, or an SBA economic injury disaster loan applicable to this current COVID crisis, and that the total amount received previously was equal to or greater than $5,000, then that business would not be eligible. If they received, like, for example, there was this advance loan through the SBA that was popular because it was forgivable a couple of months ago. That money ran out. But anyway, it was equal to $1,000 per employee. So theoretically, you could have two people in a business get a $2,000 advance loan from the SBA and still be eligible for $3,000 through this program. So we're telling people to go to readingchamber.com and find the application there. It's also on cityofreading.org. You could also call us at 225-4433. We have a woman named Justine Lehman who is running point for us. She has worked through all of the – as you can imagine, it is government funding, so that means that there are hoops you have to jump through as an applicant. As the person administering or the organization administering the program, there is also a lot of requirements that we have to satisfy to have a complete file of on record. So we've compiled, Justine has done a great job in compiling these files. We have our first wave of applicants with completed files ready to be looked at by our committee on the 20th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the following week we will start issuing checks. So that's exciting for us.
Well, you know what, people, if you've got those, you know, I see heartrending stories of, you know, of hairdressers and people like this that they just get hammered all the time. And they are having problems with the PPP. So here's something that you can get $5,000 with. Or a small business like, let's just say, the Sandwichery. They didn't put in for any money over there. But that $5,000 would make a difference, a huge difference in them. My concern is this thing has gone on and on. That PPP money had to be used by a certain time. So that's gone. And now the businesses that were open have been shut, or the ones that had managed to stay open are at running at a much lower pace than they were before. And Congress or the House just went on some kind of recess. What do you see for businesses that, okay, we weathered the first one, but now this thing is going on? What do you see for that?
I share the same concern. I mean, we were able to weather this, first wave of challenge, let's say, through the coronavirus, COVID-19, because of the artificial economy that was created by the stimulus money, you know. And fine, it did its job as far as people were spending money at service and retail locations. Hardware stores are doing great. If you go to get an HVAC service or a plumber, I mean, those guys are doing wonderful. The construction industry is doing great right now because people have more money in their pockets than maybe they had before, most people. And so that's worked. But as you mentioned, the timing issue of now PPP money running out, those subsidies coming in, running dry, and business not being able to keep up, I think we are in a very vulnerable position right now for our service and retail industry, particularly the smaller mom-and-pop retail locations, as well as the restaurants and the bars that have had to close. Like we mentioned, you can't keep yo-yoing back and forth from, okay, we got the green light, we can have indoor dining, all right, I'm going to buy all this food, and I'm going to hire these people back, and I'm going to do all the things I need to do to satisfy the guidelines, and then you get shut down. That can't happen. It's not like you can resell that meat that you bought or whatever it is. That product
goes
to waste.
It's not like turning a faucet on and off. And the biggest problem with this is that after they open up again, because I've heard maybe August 31st.
Sure.
Okay? Maybe the end of August. Is they turn it on, and if there's a spike in October, November, he's going to shut it down again. At that point, I mean, you can't continue doing this. We have got to, at some point, say we're going to have to live with this.
There's big doubt
We're going
doubt
to have
right
to
now.
Live with restaurants mm-hmm. being open. We're going to have to live with this. And we have, and this county, which has, I think, with all the little naysayers about it, the one thing they can't argue against is our numbers have been down. We don't have people in the hospital. Oh, you know, we're doing everything wrong here. Well, no, we're not. We're doing the right things. So at what point does the Chamber of Commerce roll in on this to the City Council and the Board of Supervisors and say, you can't shut them down anymore?
Well, we have been there already, working with the Board of Supervisors on the, you know, each letter that they draft and send to the governor. But we also took matters into our own hands. I joined a statewide coalition of chambers of commerce, started by my friend, Colin Diaz, who runs the Culver City Chamber. He reached out and he said, do you want to join us on this? And I said, yes. So we're the only chamber of commerce north of like Tulare County that, is involved in this. So they've got strength in numbers because it's the Bay Area and it's Southern California and it's the California Restaurant Association that's with us on this too. And our whole thing is we are giving the governor another option to this broad stroke closure. We're saying allow us to continue to do the right thing and allow us to have a safe long-term reopening plan so that, it's essentially what we've done with the Gold Star program locally, where businesses will self-certify that they've done all the right things and will pledge to continue to do all the right things. And also, we are asking through this coalition that, you know, it's tough because chambers don't generally want more enforcement and regulation. But in this case, the idea is that somebody's got to be able to check the box and say that, yes, this business is doing the right thing. And wouldn't that be better than being closed? And so that's been our point, is let's follow the rules and let's keep our businesses open if allowed to do so versus being closed and not bringing in any revenue at this time.
How long ago did you all write a letter? What was it?
So this was about a month to 6 weeks ago, and when we had that meeting with the governor's representative for small business about a week ago, she was very well aware of our coalition and our 3-point plan that we presented.
It's been 6 weeks?
It's been a long time, correct.
Do we know if the Board of Supervisors has heard back from the July letter?
I know that last night's discussion was about the frustration that we all feel because we do not get the response that we feel we are owed. And so there were discussions, I think, of drawing a line in the sand. And then I think Supervisor Modi was the one that said, well, drawing a line in the sand with the governor's office is not going to do us any favors. And so they had a really healthy conversation about this back and forth. So then it was Karen Ramstrom that spoke up and said, we rural county health officers meet consistently, and what we've been told is that the governor's office is leaning toward granting the regional variance back to the counties. So that gave us some hope. I think now's the time for us as a community to stay off of Good Morning America for reasons that, you know, could get us, quote, in trouble with the state.
No.
I understand people's frustration
it's
the dynamic of somebody telling us what we have to do.
Everybody that's making this decision gets a paycheck every 2 weeks.
Yep.
Every one of the people making mm-hmm. these decisions get a paycheck, a large paycheck every 2 weeks. It's hard to have a Chamber of Commerce if you don't have commerce.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And I know you're on our side and all this, but at some point, I mean, if the governor doesn't go into reasoning or he does this crap,
mm-hmm.
at what point do we say, you know what? we make more money off taxes and that our people pay when they eat or live, you know, stay in hotels than we're going to make from you.
Well, it's true. That was one of the big points last night was many people were saying, this is all about protecting yourself at the county and the $18 million that the state's holding over your head that they may not give you if you don't do what they want you to do. The reality of those funds, I believe, is that not only are they plugging the holes left by the what costs mm-hmm. are incurred with COVID by the county, yeah. which is $1.8 million a month, according to Matt Pontus, but it's also the other services that are provided within the county, and there's a greater threat beyond the $18 million was the case that was being made last night.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we've got to take a break here. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're going to do some love in our sponsors when we get back.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't have. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. The days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Fat Bull and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Fat Bull and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Fat Bull and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Thank you. And good morning and welcome back to this Wednesday morning edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Vaught. We're happy to be here with Jake Mangus on the 12th of Wednesday. If you're just joining us, it's going to be around 96 degrees today with our overnight lows of 64. And if you're thinking, okay, what's this weekend going to look like? Okay, Saturday's 108 and Sunday is 104, so get ready to hydrate. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, they are
one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization. They're a proud supporter of downtown Reading. In fact, they sponsor this show, the Chamber of Commerce show.
Casey Fatch is one of my board members.
You know what? Yeah. They have done so, you know, when Casey came on board, they were like, what can we do? Well, we'd love to do this show. We'd love to have this segment. We'd love to do that. So they've been amazing in how they've done this outreach with our community. Because let's face facts, your hospitals should partner with your communities.
Yep. And, I mean, now one of the important things with, I know, maybe we could get off COVID at some point today. But
Well, no, we need to. Yeah. And I would just like to make something clear. You know, I was being direct about things are going on, but Jake, you have been fighting this fight,
yeah,
and I don't want anybody to think that I don't think our people aren't trying here at the Chamber of Commerce. You're doing a lot of things that we've never seen the Chamber of Commerce do before.
Yeah.
Now we haven't had COVID before,
that's
but,
true.
But still, there's other things opening it up so people get free memberships. So I mean, all types of things. Mm-hmm. It's just, and I realize you're frustrated, but I'm kind of at the point that I think that you know they don't have the sense of urgency about how bad it is out there at their echelons because they're getting paid.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you can have all these crocodile tears. It means nothing until you see some action on their part.
Yeah, and you were mentioning the federal government, too, and though there's a recess right now,
they're going on recess.
They talk about how they would be able to come back in a moment's notice for a vote and things like that. I'm reading the same articles we're all reading, you know, whether it's the New York Times or Wall Street Journal or whatever you're reading, Forbes, and they're all saying that there's a second stimulus here coming, and is it going to be a couple of weeks? Now it's going to be a few weeks, and that's a long time for really small businesses
in a very fragile
state.
There is no doubt in my mind that Nancy Pelosi is stretching this out as long as she can to hurt the economy more and more before this election, and that if she could, she'd drag it out to November 4th.
And who suffers, right?
Yeah, it's not her.
Yep.
Oh, no, she's a multimillionaire several times over, as is her husband, who gets questionable sweetheart deals from the government.
Well, I understand on the first part, Carl, like when we first went into COVID, that there was a fear, and of course the field hospital that happened to the Civic.
That's right.
Because you were getting ready for an onslaught. You weren't sure. So that was great. But now we look at how many cases do we have? Yes, there's one. If you look at the hospital. You look at the population, how many are happening per day, how many have died. Have you had it and gotten through it and not even been tested and maybe have gotten through it? I think a lot of us probably have.
I've got a buddy that we were in high school together. His name's Pete Kramer, and Pete lives in Sweden. He's dual citizenship, and he married a Swede. And so he and his wife, Janneke, right?
Janneke.
So their baby, they're over there. So I go on Facebook the other day, reach out to him. I go, so tell me what's going on over there. You know, what's it been like living there? He's like, it's been really weird. He said, we actually have been masking up and stuff just because we feel like that's the right thing to do. But, you know, that government didn't shut down.
They didn't do anything.
And you look at the world meter that shows you how the COVID cases and death rate and all this kind of stuff that we've been inundating ourselves with. And it shows what herd immunity can look like because it peaked at a certain time. And now they're down to the point when they basically have no new cases day to day, was the last I saw.
Their death rate was higher than their neighboring Nordic countries.
Yeah,
however,
sure.
You're right. It's dropped dramatically.
And it's one of those, I don't know what you call it, catch 22, Hobson's choice, whatever. But the health crisis, the economic crisis, you look at both of them very seriously. And we just know that in our community, the economic crisis far exceeds the health crisis. And that is with the total acknowledgement that not everyone's coming out of this alive, and it's affecting families. And we know that that's the case. But when you just look at it and you know that you're tough, this is a really tough decision, you're saying, wow, should we be allowing ourselves to die in other ways as a result of an impending possible health crisis that hasn't materialized?
You know, when you look at it, we still haven't even touched on domestic violence.
Yeah.
Suicide.
Oh, One Safe Place is meeting this morning right now as a board, and I know that that organization is likely facing some really challenging times. And I'm just saying that, you know, from not knowing, but just thinking, what do? They do Dancing with the Stars. They do their big crab feed. What's the other event they do? And that's major revenue for them that's not going to come in. So
absolutely.
What do we do for our domestic violence shelter?
Well, but then, you know, domestic violence, suicide, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, child abuse, all of these things are direct results from things like this, as we saw in 2008.
Yeah.
We have no idea how bad it's going to be, and it continues.
Those are numbers that should be brought in in front of the governor.
We did it. I forgot. Thank you for that. When we met with the woman, Isabel Guzman, from the governor's office of small business, she said when we were trying to make that case, she goes, there is an absolute acknowledgement among public health that economic factors influence public health metrics. And so I thought that was nice to hear that there's
acknowledgement.
Guzman. Okay, great. So what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Acknowledge all you want.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. We're going to take a quick break.
Well,
we're going to come back.
Statement.
We're going to.
Yeah.
I mean, it means nothing.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Yeah, it does. I know.
I wonder how much she makes a year. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about something that...
Something different?
I want to talk about what's happening downtown.
Yeah,
you know,
please.
And this, okay.
Oh, let's do a shift gear. Or gear shift.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe? Uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our last segment here Wednesday on the 12th of August at 8:47 in the morning at 73 degrees out there. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk what's happening downtown, parking, and all these things.
Well, pretty exciting times, of course, in spite of everything. Those are the things that keep us going, that's for sure. When you see the buildings finishing and continuing, cranes in the air, you know, great sign that things are moving forward. I had a chance to meet a young man that inspired me this week. His name's Alex Patel, 30 years old. He is the new owner of the Americana Modern Hotel. It's the hotel that was much maligned until it was fixed up by Jamie Lynn and Brent Weaver, and those guys decided it was time to sell. Alex was telling me, he goes, I actually had a dream about a hotel that looked a lot like this one. So when I drove by and I saw it, he said, I was really interested in it, and it ended up happening for him. Now, he also owns the Travel Inn, which is on Market Street, and some people may recognize the multicolored mural that was painted on the staircase, and then there's a mural of a guy that's looking out in his binoculars, and one lens has the Sundial Bridge, the other has Mount Shasta. It's a couple doors down from, like, the Oriental Rug location on Market Street there.
Is that still open?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It didn't look like it to me.
Right.
But the motel definitely is. And he's saying that people are traveling through here, tourists from the Bay Area and beyond, and they've had no vacancy for a number of days this week. So that's been really encouraging to hear. But his vision for downtown and everything, as a local Reading kid is what he was, and here he is making a difference. I mean, he's fired up like I am about what we're seeing in our community right now in terms of a transformation. So there's that. Eric Hyatt and Luke Miner have a business called the Downtown Collection LLC, and they have multiple redevelopment projects in the pipeline right now. So in addition to, like, the K2 McConnell City of Reading partnerships, the ones that grab a lot of the headlines, there are a lot of these other investors that are also in the game right now. I've had meetings with developers that have been talking about other developers, and not exactly in the most positive light, because they're so competitive right now, and that's such a great thing to hear.
Yes.
You know, fighting over downtown, parcels.
Well, how about that one guy who bought that block? Block, and for what, $3 million for a block,
You got me with that, because the same thing as I'm looking at the headlines on Reading.com, and when it says Bay Area developer purchases entire block in downtown Reading, you know that we're on the way to something. So,
Let's move to another spot here.
Sure.
They just had an article in the newspaper about parking.
Yes.
Parking is, it's
hard. Going to change.
I interview with James Masada. Now, James has been on our show once a month for Enjoy.
Yeah.
And we talked about it a little bit.
15 years as a business now,
and,
I believe.
But, you know, it's not just losing all your parking there. It's people parking in front of his business for all
construction.
Day.
Yeah.
And then you got your construction there. And then, then the pandemic hits. So they're saying there's going to be a parking area with over 200 spaces.
Well, we've got
mid-September.
I think there's that surface area on the south end of the former parking garage will be a 100 space lot, but only 75 of them will be available, because I think 25 will be for staging for construction vehicles and so on. And I've been living this too. And we were kind of the other day thinking, remember when parking was the biggest issue we were dealing with? But it is for these downtown merchants.
Yes.
I was in the downtown Java cafe over there Kathleen runs that and owns it. And, you know, she's very concerned. And she said it hasn't been COVID-related that's hurt her business. It's been the, I think she calls it the chasm next door. And people that had their routines, government workers and otherwise, I mean, they had their routine of parking in the structure, going in, getting their coffee. She knew everybody by name and their orders, and she's seen them disappear because there's this big block in front. And I walk over there now, and I'll get an egg and cheese bagel or a, you know, something like that. And I know exactly how to get there, but you have to consciously think, okay, how am I going to get to
that
location? You've
got to go almost around the block.
It's almost like a,
blocked off there.
It's almost like some sort of a secret mission to get that bagel.
Going back to the parking, REU bought these three electric movers, but they haven't been able to use them. They haven't been able to use them yet because of the COVID.
Yeah.
That people park out further, but there's going to be a bus to pick people up, and it's going to run,
I know from
the day,
we were involved in the discussions with that from the beginning, and they call it the Downtown Dash, and wrapped by Cinerama Reading, which is great, and you'll see the cadets driving those here in the near future. A lot of pick up and drop off locations strategically placed so that you could have two loops happening, and it only takes a few minutes to do each loop. To me, it's not too exciting to talk about. Because of a parking challenge, we are now implementing these downtown electric vehicles. It should be, as time goes on, man, have you been to Reading? They've got these free electric shuttles that take you from the hotels on Hilltop Drive into downtown Reading and all these other things.
I'm going to start a pedicab
as long as it's got a pedal assist thing or something.
Pedicab would be somebody
pedaling
you.
The shift is, rather than having a downtown area to go to hell in a handbasket, which could have very well happened to our downtown area, and reeks of some of that attitude, we are of a resurgence that will blow people's mind. I think there's the old guard and the new guard. Like you're talking about the 30-year-old who bought a hotel. There's that new guard that's coming in. The K2 building, we are not, we're very proud of the progress. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, you need to go to enjoy and spend money in that store, folks, because they're experiencing, the doors are open. They're experiencing some hard times right now. So, again, we say that every time.
As is everybody.
Go in, take a walk, have dinner, try to figure out how you're going to be able to walk if you're downtown. Park somewhere in a neighborhood and walk downtown and shop whatever to support you. This is something that definitely needs to happen. Anyway, Jake, you bring positive energy, and I know you you're doing so much to try to grow.
Yes.
You have to grow during these times. It's very difficult. You know, we just saw a picture of our grandson, his freshman year. He's at home behind a computer. Mm. Freshman day, opening day today. Our our movie critic, came on this morning.
Sure.
First day of being a senior. They're going to class.
Back to school.
That's not Michael Burke's son, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, to school, and they're in masking.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Mixed feelings. Carl asked them a question, and I'm just recapping so that people are listening. So here's kids today, very present. Mixed feelings. Did you feel like you got a education much?
The same level of education.
And they said absolutely not. Both of those kids shook their head. No.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if they're not crazy about, summer's over. But the thing is, and this is what we're hearing. So, again, the impact on us from higher authorities, and then and they're saying, well, we don't want to catch COVID. Well, your chances of catching COVID if you just look at the percentage, it's like 3%.
Yeah.
Maybe 3%. And so would you not do something based on a 97% chance of success?
I think, I know we're running out of time, but I wanted to tell everyone, too, that we are going to be giving greater access to the public to attend the State of the City this year. September 22nd at noon is when Adam McElvain and myself will be going live on Facebook, and it'll be no paywall. It'll be free. We think it's going to be perfect timing for people to have that greater access to learn about what's going on. The theme is Reading 2.0, and it's to that point that you just made, Linda, that we're seeing this transition, this transformation happen, and he wants to shed light on that, and we're right there with him. I mean, we've been speaking about this transition, transformation for years now as well, and it's great to see it finally. So for us at the Chamber, of course, it had been a significant fundraiser for us, and our approach is going to be simple. We're seeking sponsors for State of the City this year, and we've been able to gain the investment of a couple friends of the show, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino, as well as Wallner Plumbing, Heating and Air, which is great. And then also we are going to be giving people the voluntary opportunity to contribute an amount of their choice. If they'd like to buy a virtual ticket, they can do so to support our mission.
You know, the thing about this is a lot of businesses during that time frame, I mean, the tickets weren't exorbitant, but still, you know, especially now in this time. So letting everybody see it is just a great idea. And something to think about in the future is, okay, sell out your tables, but then put it online.
We're trying to have some fun with the production itself, knowing that we've got a lot of resources at our fingertips through the City of Reading and so on to do something that's nice. And we want people to think, you know, I'm going to attend the State of the City, and we're going to get takeout for the office,
right?
And hopefully that will benefit some local restaurants as well. And then
we got a big screen TV in here that we could have people look on.
It could be it'll be a show that'll last at the most an hour, and you'll hear some words from my board chair, Beth Tappan. You'll hear something from me. You'll hear the address from the mayor, and a few prepackaged videos sprinkled in between. So.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
I think we learned a lot. I think as we go through the day, I mean, you know, what kind of information do we take? And it's a very important message, I think, as Carl and I close our show this morning, thank Cenk Mangus from Chamber of Commerce, that we go forward on this day and we think about the positivity of what's going on. And, yes, we will apply. We will wear masks. We will do the same. We will not go forward in fear.
Yeah, and I want people to know that we are absolutely committed to our advocacy efforts to business at all levels of government. We've been doing all of that, and it starts here at home, that's for sure. So
you need to take advantage of what the Chamber of Commerce has. They can do things. They can put out their, they put out blast and everything. You can get your business, out there in front of a whole lot of people and all that. And I really want to thank Shasta Regional Medical Center for bringing this hour every month. The Chamber of Commerce, because there's so many important things that come through here. We could have done another hour easy.
Definitely.
So tomorrow's show, we've got just 60 seconds left.
Randall Hempling is going to be my co-host tomorrow. Trish is off, so Randall Hempling is going to be my co-host. We're going to have California Untamed at 7. At 7:30, we've got another guest in the 8 o'clock. It's going to be kind of an open discussion. And Randall Hempling is a brilliant man.
And he was on our scholarship committee at the Chamber.
This is a brilliant man, and I am so happy he's going to be here with me. Anyway, hey. Let's go out there without fear. You know what? I always say that it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you, which is true. But we also have to go live, you know, live.